My guest at this time is Mike Hammond. He's chief counsel at Gun Owners of America. He joins me now to offer his reaction to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives revealing that it plans to ban 5.56 millimeter ammunition, or at least put it on a fast track. And, of course, Congress now trying to react to that, and there could be a legislative effort to try and block it. And, Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Hello, Greg. Hello, Radio America.
Well, obviously, in the wake of Newtown, the president said that he would do everything he could in order to stop these types of weapons. The AR-15 is the one that it seems to be in the crosshairs, pardon the pun, of this administration. What do you make of this move?
Well, AR-15, of course, was the chief weapon which Barack Obama spent spring of 2013 trying to ban. There were plenty of semi-autos, but the most popular one in America is the AR-15. And so he spent spring of 2013 trying to wave the bloody flag of Newtown in order to exploit those victims for political purposes and ban this gun. In the end, he was not only not successful, he didn't get a majority vote. He didn't even get 40 votes in a Democratic-controlled Senate for banning the AR-15. So what does he do? He turns around and says, if I can't ban the gun legally through the constitutional process, what I'm going to do is ban it illegally by banning the most common ammunition used in it and making that completely unavailable. And furthermore, I'm going to do it in such a way that explicitly contradicts the statute which I'm purporting to use in order to do this.
Let's follow up on that. You used the word illegally and you just said it contradicts the statute. What does the law currently say and what power does the president legally have here?
The law was passed in 1986. I was working for the United States Senate at the time. As a matter of fact, I put a hold on the bill and said, you will live to regret the day you pass something that allows this camel's nose under the tent. What the law says, and for those of you who are lawyers, it's 18 U.S.C. 921A17, and it says you can ban these bullets only if they're made, quote, entirely, close quote, of tungsten, steel, iron, brass, bronze, beryllium, copper, uranium. Guess what? M855 ammunition is, by and large, there are a whole variety of types, depending on how old or how new it is, made mostly of lead. So it doesn't even arguably fall within the definition of the statute they're trying to use to ban it.
Does he get away with this?
I think not. We'll see. But I can tell you, the Second Amendment community is really all fired up on this. We already have a Senate office, not authorized to disclose the name, that's called us and said, we want to offer a language to ban this Obama action and to defund it on whatever the first appropriate vehicle is. They would have liked to have used the DHS appropriations bill, but we will use whatever the first appropriate vehicle is to reverse this unlawful action.
You just referred to the Department of Homeland Security spending bill. Obviously, the big frustration for Republicans there was that they couldn't get 60 votes to move it. I don't know for sure what the numbers would be now that Republicans control the Senate on this. But do you think you can get 60 votes on this?
Yes, we think that the Second Amendment community is all fired up on this. We think, incidentally, we have 60 votes on reciprocity, which deals with something we can lawfully do, not something which Obama is doing, which is clearly unlawful. And furthermore, as you well know from the battle which is outside raging at this moment, maybe you don't even need 60 votes. Maybe you need 51 in the United States Senate. But if I were Harry Reid, if I were Michael Bennett, if I were Joe Manchin, if I were Heidi Heitkamp, if I were John Tester, if I were a Democrat from a red state, I would be looking over my shoulder at 2014 and saying, at what happened in 2014 and saying, I don't want to go into my next election with the Second Amendment community accusing me of authorizing the illegal banning of AR-15s.
We're talking with Michael Hammond. He's the chief counsel at Gun Owners of America. And as you heard earlier, he's also had many years of experience up on Capitol Hill. Mike, what else do you think this administration might pursue in addition to this effort from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives?
Oh, there are plenty of things which they are already pursuing. Once again, the law is certainly no impediment to their acting. We have seen how they tried to take this requirement that you register multiple sales of firearms with the government, which is currently applicable to four border states. They tried to extend that to all 50 states. We were successful in beating that back. They tried to use a program called Operation Choke Point to convince banks not to do business with gun dealers and gun manufacturers, thereby financially strangling the Second Amendment. We were successful in beating that back, and as a matter of fact, we got a Democratic Senate to tack language onto its appropriations bill, which says we're defunding the whole program, not just vis-a-vis guns, but vis-a-vis everyone. So that is a battle which we're going to have to continue. In addition, the Obama administration is working to use Obamacare in order to encourage doctors to enter into their computerized records information about who owns a gun and who doesn't own a gun. And there is a real fear that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms will begin trolling this data bank to determine who should additionally be added to its gun ban blacklist.
Just to come full circle, Mike, do you sense that there's a run on ammunition at this point?
Yeah, you can't get it in some parts of the country. There is a massive run on the M855 ammunition at this point. You can't get it at certain in most parts of the country. Oh, and incidentally, there is a massive backlog of M855 ammunition from NATO, which was about to come onto the American market as a result of the fact that NATO is being encouraged to go from lead to copper ammunition. And this action, if it were successful, would illegalize the possession and sale of that to individuals in America of this massive backlog, which is coming online from our government surplus.
Mike, fascinating developments. We know you'll stay on it, and we look forward to checking back in with you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Michael Hammond is Chief Counsel at Gun Owners of America. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.